song like the high road. I'll take the low road, free from the care and strife. Oh, I don't aim to worry, hustle or hurry. Give me the simple life.
Give me the simple life. Simple Life is the new album from Paul Jost with Jim Riddle and Dean Johnson and Tim Horner and Joe Locke and a grand variety of songs that we're going to talk about because Paul Jost is with me and you brought a couple of the cats from the album. And variety is the spice of life, but it's also the spice on your album because it's all across the spectrum. It's extraordinary. And yet there's this feeling that it's all of one piece at the same time, right? Isn't that the idea?
That's the idea. Thank you.
So how did you put it all together?
I just tried to pick songs that had special meaning for me throughout my life. And that's really what I did. And it's really kind of based off of really a lot of my dad. His concept that I grew up with is just not to complicate things if you can, that life is really about keeping things simple. It's about common sense.
Hence the title of the album.
That's right.
My grandmother said to me, no, my mother actually said to me, they both said to me, that for all of the university degrees that I have, I didn't have any common sense. That's the twist of it all. But that's when it comes down to what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what my dad always said that, and we raised our kids that way about, listening to the voice inside your head. It's usually right. Though I think that might be, that's for us that have had the opportunities to know the difference between positive and negative. A lot of people come into this world that have never experienced positive stuff. They've come in already on the dark side. So for those of us that have this option to, listen to good and evil that's in our head and in our hearts, we should do that, I think.
So there was a moment when the voice in your head said, okay, come on, sing. We want you to sing. We want you, all of us up in your head want you to sing.
Well, that's a nice thought. I mean, I came to music. I started playing when I was 6 years old and started working professionally when I was 12.
Playing drums.
And so it was with me since I remember. I don't remember life without music or a decision to do it or anything. But I guess maybe when I was 16 or 17 or somewhere in there, I started to write tunes a little bit that were like, my forms were A through the alphabet twice, And I thought that was a pop tune. But, I started singing then. I mean, I think you sing through your instrument all the time anyway, and it just felt like a natural progression for me.
Well, let's hear you live.
All right.
You brought Jim Riddle on the piano and Dean Johnson on the bass, and you're going to sing. Well, this is a song that you like to sing. I love this song. For some reason, there's three versions of this in The Wizard of Oz. And more people record the brain version than the heart version, which I always think is funny. But it's more fun somehow.
I love this song. It's a great tune.
Here's Paul Jost on WBGO.
I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. In my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel any riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain. In my head I'd be thinking I might be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Whoa, 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 I could tell you why. The ocean meets the shore. I could sit and think of things that I never thought before. And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing. My head all filled with stuffing, my heart all filled with pain. I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain. If I only had a brain. Tell you why the ocean meets the shore. I could think some more. And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nun. My head all filled with stuffing, my heart all filled with pain. I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain. If I only had a brain.
Paul Jost is at and on WBGO with Jim Riddle on the piano and Dean Johnson on the bass. They're on the album also. We'll play something else from the album up next called Simple Life. And I think when somebody first gave me your previous album and they said, what did you think? And I said, very emotional. That's just the hallmark of you. You just sing your guts out so often on some of these songs.
Oh, well, thanks, Michael. Yeah, I mean, I always want to stay connected, you know, whether it's singing, playing, or anything. And, you know, you hear, you know, Jim and Dean, and who's not with us today is Tim Horner, great drummer. And everybody plays with passion and heart, and it's always honest. And it doesn't mean it has to be, like, over the top. Like, you know, you could be very expressive, being very quiet as opposed to being very loud, and the whole range is covered, and I just love making music coming from there, you know.
It can be very quiet but also very powerful. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And there's something about the timbre of your voice and the sound of your voice has got its own different sound to it, and then all of a sudden you're singing inside the guts of these songs, which is really remarkable, I think.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Yeah, you know, when I coach some singers and stuff, you know, or classes, whatever, like I try to enforce that about like quiet is really can be more powerful because it draws in. When you yell at people, they repel. I mean, it's just natural instinct. When you're quiet, people come in because they want to hear. I always like kind of related to say Psycho, where Bernard Herrmann, like he kind of orchestrated, everything got down to just one singular violin. And subconsciously, it just brought you into that moment until the shower scene. Then it was,
right.
You know.
Shrieking, yeah.
But it brings you in. So, yeah, thanks. Thanks for...
No, whenever singers have asked my advice or whatever, I said, look, I don't want to hear filigree. I don't want to hear you trying to be Aretha Franklin, because only Aretha Franklin could be. If you can sing one true note, you could knock a wall down. And that's the heart of it all, I mean, of those songs. I think it's wild that you do one of your songs on here. And the lyric, I misread the lyric, but I liked how I misread it. But the lyric is, in this world where ambivalence remains the malady. Oh. But when I read it, I thought it was, in this world where ambivalence remains the melody.
Oh, that's nice too. Oh, gosh, I like that. Okay, that's no trademark on that, right?
No, you can.
It's mine.
It's your, take it. My pleasure.
That's good. I like that, man.
55 Bar, you've been singing there for a long time, every last Wednesday, right?
Yes, last Wednesday of the month. Yeah, it's been a great, great experience. I love being there. I love that environment. I love the underground. I love everything there. And it's really because of Jim Riddle that I'm there. He kind of opened the door for me there, and it's just a great place to be.
And then a week from next weekend, actually, down in Sunday the 19th, you're going to be at Drummers in Philly. Oh. Singing and drinking wine. I don't know if you're going to be drinking wine, but others will be while you're singing, I suppose. Yeah. Something to that effect, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Now, if it's a wine tasting, will people be spitting while you're singing?
They usually spit while I'm singing.
Yeah.
I'm smart enough to duck, and I wear a little plastic sheet.
Well, not spitting at you, but you never know. You never know. but anyway, let's talk about the. Everybody's Talking, this song that we know from Midnight Cowboy. But this was inspired by our friend, Mark Murphy.
Yeah. I tell you, every time I talk about Mark, there's a little thing that goes off in me. I don't know why. It's not like calculated or anything, but there's a sensitivity there. He was just a remarkable human being and an incredible artist that influenced so many people. And I had the great fortune of playing drums for him a few times. And I tell audiences sometimes, you know, the first time I played with him, I didn't know who Mark Murphy was. He wasn't on my landscape growing up, so he wasn't like part of my influence or anything. And I got the gig through a great pianist, George Mesterhazy, who played with Mark quite a while, and with Shirley Horn, Gary Burton, and many others. And boy, it only took like 4 bars at rehearsal with Mark to, oh my God, you know, I said, you know, this isn't singing, this is singing. This is like a whole other thing, and the way he could frame a story was just so beautiful. And you know, of course, his great ears, and you know, he's such a pure musician, but the way he framed the story was like nothing else I'd ever heard before. He could really put it across, and I just had the greatest time. And I remember at rehearsal, like, you know, it was more about to see if he could play, because his charts had been stepped on so many times and, you know, kind of tattered. And he would just kind of direct in the moment, like just bass and voice, okay, drums and voice, let's do this, you know, okay, piano. And it was like, you know, conducting the moments. It was so beautiful. He was really a special human being. And when George passed, who was a very dear friend, Mark came to the celebration that we had at the Marion Inn, Cape May, where that was George's home. And so people were singing tunes I was asked to do some other time. And so I went up to do it, and I didn't know, but Mark was behind me listening, and his manager said that Mark wanted to talk with you. And when I got finished, he had some really complimentary things to say that I won't repeat, but I reminded him that I'd played drums with him, which I don't think he remembered, and that's okay. That's okay. But it was so wonderful to have that cycle completed, that I got to play for him and that he heard me sing. And it was just really beautiful. He was just a very special human being, you know. And this song, Everybody's Talking at Me, I just thought of the misdiagnosis with Mark about dementia. And it just gave me, so it's not written about him necessarily, it just was inspiring to me to think about what it must be like when you become aware of your own unraveling. And those first instances when you recognize that your stuff isn't lining up anymore, that must be so scary, you know. I saw a thing on 60 Minutes last night, some dementia that happens in the front of the brain, and like, you know, you look in the mirror and you don't recognize your face. That must be, oh my God, how can I not know me, you know? Yeah. So that was the inspiration for this, and I took this lyric and really put it in that side where it's kind of a person witnessing their own unraveling. So it has moments of clarity and moments of, you know, that are a little bit askew, you know?
Here's all those moments together. Paul Jost from the new album, Simple Life, on WBGO.
I don't see their faces. Only shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. I'm going where the weather suits my clothes.
Paul Jost from the album Simple Life, and that's Everybody's Talking on WBGO, at WBGO. He's come in with Jim Riddle and Dean Johnson. They're on the album along with Tim Horner and Joe Locke. Joe Locke is, he's like you in some ways because he can play all across the spectrum of things. It doesn't matter what it is. It all becomes him. That's what jazz is anyway, right? That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And the same with Mark Murphy, what you were talking about with this song.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it all comes from the same place. You know, there's like fine little rules that make each genre a little bit different, but ultimately, it's all the same, you know. And, yeah, Joe is really extraordinary. I he came to hear us at Red Bank, and, you know, it was really great. We had some great conversation. We talked about some different things, you know, these different bags and different things that we liked, and then a few months later, he asked me if I would sing on a couple things with him at Dizzy's and at Rochester where I was, and he was there too, and Jim plays for Joe and myself, so it was great. Jim got a double out of it.
There you go. That's the way it works.
And I always get a double out of everything. And actually, I was a guest at Joe's too there, so it was a really beautiful simpatico, so it made perfect sense to ask him to play on this record. He just brought so much beautiful stuff to it, you know, really incredible.
Mark Murphy was a great teacher, the singer's singer, and I don't know how many times we talked about things about teaching. What do you teach? What's the most important lesson to be taught? And he always said, first and foremost, listen to the drummer. Go stand by the drummer and listen to what the drummer is doing. And now you were the drummer,
yeah.
So you're the drummer learning from the singer.
Yeah.
So it's the reverse of all of that in some ways.
Yeah.
I mean, were you aware of that? Were you aware of the simpatico between what you were doing as a player and then him as a singer, which then becomes you as a singer?
Well, I didn't know that was his, one of his methods or designs. But of course, when you're playing, you can always tell when people are listening. So that just goes without saying. I mean, that's one of the things I love about this ensemble is that everyone is a composer as well, and everyone plays compositionally. So, Jim is just an incredible, you know, incredibly gifted pianist, as you hear, but he might be the first one to lay out sometimes to allow other things to happen with drums and bass. So I just love that whole thing. Everybody listens to each other and create from there so that, look, I'm told many times, and I appreciate it about being a passionate storyteller, and I appreciate that, and thank you. But I also say that it's a group effort, that we all listen to the journey and we tell the stories together. So, I could tell that Mark was listening to everything, you know.
Well, it happens that one of the songs you want to play and sing live is my favorite song that Mark Murphy recorded on the album called Mark Murphy Sings. I wrote the notes on that album, and that's when Mark and I met and became friends. Wow. And I still play that again and again and again and again. I played it just last week. And Michael Brecker is on that. But it's a great record that it's a great song.
It sure is.
Here's Young and Foolish on WBGO.
Young and foolish. Why is it wrong to be young and foolish? We haven't long to be. Soon enough, the carefree days, the sunlit days gone by. Soon enough, the bluebird has to fly. We were foolish. One day we fell in love. Oh, when now? Now we wonder. What we were dreaming of. Laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the rain. How I wish that we were young, oh, and foolish, yeah. Fell in love. Oh, and now we wonder. What we were dreaming of. Laughing in the sunlight. And foolish.
Well, Jost with Jim Riddle and Dean Jansen at and on WBGO. Simple Life is the new album. I assume your new album is available at your gigs whenever you're at 55 Bar the last Wednesday of every month.
Absolutely.
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny about Young and Foolish, and we were talking about Mark Murphy because he sings that song triple tempo. It's just so fast. And then you think, yeah, well, being young does go by really fast.
Sure does.
But the foolishness endures to the last. You really do look at songs like one-act plays, right?
Yeah. I mean, I really, I want to, you know, I look, you know, I think you have to be held accountable for the songs that you sing because nobody has a gun at your head telling you what songs to choose.
Right.
So, you know, you want to pick songs that have some relevance to you or that can tie into your life somehow or that you can put a backstory to, you know, something that becomes pertinent to you. It's just not words that you just regurgitate, you know. So, yeah, I hope to have a connection with every tune and a reason for doing it, you know.
So what's the reason to do Shenandoah, which is basically a folk song in a way?
Well, I'll tell you, it's without a doubt one of the, if not the most beautiful melody I've ever heard. It's certainly like in the top three. It's just the most haunting melody I've ever heard. And, you know, I've heard this song done, you know, like I always say, it's like it's hard to do simple and deep. And Shenandoah covers that, or, you know, Tennessee Waltz is another one that I think is like kind of a simple tune but can be very deep. It's hard to marry those two together. And I've heard Shenandoah sung horribly, you know, by all age groups and everything. There's no way to hurt that melody. It just, there's something so beautiful that comes through with it that it just compels me. You know, I just love that song, and that's why I did it. Just a great, great melody.
And here it is on WBGO.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you.
That's Paul Jost, and that's from the new album, Simple Life. And he's with me amongst the singers Unlimited on the WBGO. I heard John Raitt sing that song. He was touring in the Broadway musical version of the movie Shenandoah about blowing up trains and Civil War and all that. And at the curtain call, he just said, I'd like to sing the song Shenandoah for you. And he just stepped forward, totally a cappella, and it's one of the most powerful things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And that's what you were talking about. Some songs keep it simple, and in the simplicity of it all is the depth of it all somehow.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's another reason, you know, why it's on the record, you know, Simple Life. There's these simple, pure things. I'm sure you know Charlie Hayden's version of this, but this, I mean, what can move you more than hear Charlie sing that tune? It's just, you know, extraordinary, you know.
Charlie, who came up singing country music, and Next thing you know, he's playing with Ornette Coleman.
Yeah,
I mean, there's an extraordinary spectrum in between all of that. And the same for your album. I mean, it's all over. You got a Sonny Rollins, you know, groove on rhythm changes, and you got some standards of the American popular song, like The Touch of Your Lips, and you got Beatles songs and Caravan. Is there a drum solo on Caravan?
No, there's not.
Oh,
but there's great drumming. There's some great hand drumming, and then to the kit by Tim, just he kills it, you know?
Well, you know, that's if you're in a band and you have to do Caravan with a drum solo, I think all of us, I was a drummer, so I've played the drum solo on Caravan. But anyway, we're not going to have Caravan. We're going to have you do, speaking of rhythm changes, you want to, if you're going to be singing bebop, you got to sing I Got Rhythm. And Nomo, you do Nomo, which is the Sonny Rollins version of.
Yep.
But
yep.
You're going to go right back to Gershwin, right?
Yeah, it's where this all started, I guess, with Rhythm Changes on a song called I Got Rhythm.
Okay.
I got music, I got my girl. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my girl. Old man trouble, you won't find them, you won't find them, you won't find them round my door, cause I got starlight, I got sweet, sweet dreams. I got my girl, don't need no more. Don't need no more now. Trouble, you won't find them, you won't find them, you won't find them round my door, cause I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my girls, don't need no more, I got my girls, don't need no more, I got my girls, don't need no more.
Don't need no more than that. That was terrific.
Thank you.
Paul Jost with Jim Riddle on the piano and Dean Johnson on the bass there on the new album called Simple Life. So is Tim Horner playing drums on the album and Joe Locke playing the vibes on the album and oodles of songs all across the spectrum and all done uniquely by Paul Jost. We can hear you every Wednesday at the 55 Bar, last Wednesday. Yeah. And then next week you're going to be at Drummers in Philly. You're going to be at the Pittsburgh Festival this next month.
And we're really excited about that. I think it's June 22nd.
And you'll be around.
I'll be around, yeah.
That's a whole other song, yeah. something to that effect. Well, let's you got to sing, you know, you and I are old enough. Beatles, I mean, the Beatles are right there we grew up with, just like a lot of singers, you know, Billie Holiday grew up with Gershwin, you know, songs, and Cole Porter songs, and Frank Sinatra the same. Yeah. But you and I, we're old enough to, I was watching Ed Sullivan that night, that kind of thing. So you do a couple of Beatles songs on here.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Blackbird, but you do it your way.
Thanks.
Black boots sitting in dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were always waiting for this moment to arrive. Black boots sitting in the dead of night.
That's Paul Jost. Thanks for bopping by.
Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Great fun.